الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just as a reminder, muzakara for all of us, today is already the 5th of Dhul-Hijjah that has started. 4 days, 4 nights are gone already. We are left just with another 5 nights. We should try and do the utmost we can. This is the occasion when really we can score galore. We can acquire so much from Allah Ta'ala, and shaitan sometimes puts it in the minds, and some people say also that for so many amal there's so great reward, so we set for akhirat. And now we must worry about dunya. And dunya is so small, so insignificant, nothing. Real life is akhirat. Akhirat life is forever and ever and ever. Dunya's life is most uncertain. Not only it's very short, it's not even 60, 70 years. Nobody got guarantee of the next moment. And akhirat life is guaranteed forever and ever. Yeah, whatever enjoyments we have, they are very, very inferior quality. Compared to akhirat, the lowest enjoyment of akhirat, this whole dunya's, all its enjoyments together cannot compare with the lowest enjoyment of akhirat. Yeah, we enjoy our food also. But then we know afterwards, now you have to take your Renis, you have to take some other tablet, Enos now, because there is nothing of that sort whatsoever. Yeah, you go for a holiday and you envisage to have great fun. It turns out, Allah save us all, how many times into a tragedy. There is an accident, somebody becomes paralyzed, what things happen. Yeah, there no question of that. Only enjoyment there forever and ever. So, and there, the stages of Jannat, they're also so high. And the more we will have, the more higher we will want. Like, for example, in this world, we have some refugees who go to other countries, come to our country also. And at the beginning, they just want to get in. Somehow or other, we can just get in. Then they worried our papers must come right. And after that, they don't worry where they staying, in some tent shanty, wherever. Then when everything comes right, now they worry of living a nice, good life. And wherever they are, now they want to go to the suburbs, which are elite suburbs now. And then they want everything more and more. Your whole life, you want to upgrade all the time. Your car, you want to upgrade. Your clothing, your house, everything. So, yeah, and it is limited. Jannat also. First is just to get in Jannat. And then all the time you'll want the better and the higher. And you can't do it there. You have to do it here. And very fortunate are those people who make the provision for akhirat, and they do that which is called thawab-e-jahariyah. Such amal that the reward carries on perpetually. So they keep on getting the reward, and the stages go higher and higher all the time. So this is one of that occasion that we can acquire so much, and there we will see, yeah, the more wealthier a person is, the more in comfort he lives, etc., there also how much more we will have, so much more our position will be. And there the real friends, the friends of Allah, the close friends of Allah in the highest stages are all dependent on what we acquire here. So these days that we are going through, 4 days are gone already. The balance 4 or 5 days which are left, they are to acquire there. And Allah has made it, Allah in His great, great mercy has made it so easy to acquire all the great things. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, explaining the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Kalimatan Habibatan ila Rahman, two words which are so beloved by Allah. So he says when you hear Habibatan, they are very beloved to Allah, so it will come to your mind that this must be a big, heavy effort. Because if it's loved by Allah, it must be something very heavy. So So immediately Allah, the hadith says, خَفِيفَتَانْ عَلَى الْلِسَانِ. No, they are very easy. Allah's system, He has made it very easy. Then it comes to the mind, if they are خَفِيفَتَانْ, they will have no value on the day of Qiyamah. They are so light, so they won't have value. Immediately to say, ثَقِيلَتَانْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. No, they are very, very heavy by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made everything very easy. So we find that each night of these nights, you get the sawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr khayrum min alfi shahr. Not equal to, better than 1,000 months. And Allah's better, only Allah knows how much better it is. And then 1,000 months times 30 nights. Each month has got 30 nights. So each night's ibadat is better than 30,000 nights ibadat. So we've got this opportunity. We just make our ibadat during these nights and better than 30,000 nights ibadat. For us to make ibadat one night is difficult. But ibadat in these nights, better than 30,000. And the simple way for this, and that also, Allah is most merciful. What great rewards. One night's ibadat, and you get 30,000 nights ibadat. Really, a person should think, I'm not going to sleep any of this night. I'm just going to make ibadat. And I'll make do with the least possible sleep. And the least possible sleep, the sleep of the Buzurgani Deen. What is the sleep of the Buzurgani Deen? Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, when he should lie down to sleep, he should pull his legs up, and his legs up like this, and he should just sleep like that. So his Khadim should tell him, Hazrat, stretch out your legs and have a nice sleep. He said, Bawla, mad person, we are here for sleeping. So just that little few wings of sleep you get, that was enough. Then they back again onto the ibadat. Not like us that we now going to sleep and finish, put the phone off also and everything. And the alarm also, we put it off. We're just going to sleep now. Now, theirs was just to get food also. They just ate so much just to keep going. That little bit, that is that sleep. So, and the rest of the time in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Allah has made that also so easy for people like us. And we should also understand which command of Allah is directed to who. To me, which is directed to the others. For example, Allah's command is to the man is that be kind to your wives, to your family. Now, who takes that? The wife takes that. And she reminds the husband all the time. Allah says you must be kind to the wife. But that was for the husband. He had to be kind. And for the wife, he must be obedient to the husband. So she doesn't listen to that command. The husband listens to that. And he reminds her all the time, you must be obedient to your husband. No, the command for the husband is, you be kind. You don't have to be, Allah has told you, be kind to your wife. For the wife, you must be obedient to your husband. Allah Ta'ala said, do not beg. That was for the poor people. Don't go and beg by the rich people. But that command, the rich people know it. And when the beggars come, they say, Allah said, don't beg. That wasn't for them. That was for the beggars that they mustn't go and beg. And Allah's command is when the beggar comes and begs, don't turn him away. That command was for the rich people. When the poor comes, then don't turn them away. But that command, the poor people know it. So when they go to the rich people, they tell them, Allah said, don't turn away the beggar. So we should understand Allah's commandment. So Allah's, for the general people, it is you make your Isha, your Fajr with Jamaat. And for those who are pious and that they're there, for them it's not only Isha and Fajr with Jamaat. And the whole night they should make, as much as they can, they make their ibadat. So anyway, Fajr with Jamaat, Isha with Jamaat, we get the whole night's ibadat thawab. Then make our Fajr, Isha, all our namazes properly. Let us be here for Takbir-e-Ula. Let us come with feeling for namaz. Not just like we're dragging our legs and we are coming. No, with enthusiasm, with passion we come. And namaz, we work on our namaz. that everything else we work on. Nobody is satisfied. He can have the show house, the show house, the best house in the town. But he's not. He wants to upgrade also, all the time. And without maintenance, that will never remain a show house. He has to maintain the garden, has to maintain everything all the time. How much are we maintaining our namaz? And if we don't worry about upgrading our namaz, at least maintaining namaz and upgrading it, there is absolutely no doubt that namaz goes down and down all the time. Until it becomes a namaz which is really deplorable, which becomes like a dirty rag thrown back at the person. Becomes that namaz that each namaz of the person only distances himself from Allah. He doesn't become closer to Allah, he goes further away. And so how many of us are worried that I must improve my namaz, my condition? A person who is little bit ghaflat, unmindful of his islah, he won't be stagnant and remain there, he'll go down. And if we are not worried of our islah, correcting ourselves, our akhlaq, our iman, our yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, if we're not worried about these things, we just go down all the time. We don't stay in one position. So we have to be concerned. So our namazes also we should be concerned. So if we make our Isha and Fajr with Jamaat, we get the whole night's ibadat sawab. A little bit more so easy. A person who reads the last surah of Ali Imran in the fourth supara, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. When he reads that, he gets the sawab of the whole night's ibadat. So another addition, another night's ibadat you got. You made your Fajr and Isha with Jamaat, you got your night's ibadat. This is another, so another 30,000 nights you have made ibadat. Now you have done 60,000 nights ibadat, and more than that also. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda, Damat Bar Rahmatullah Ali said, I read my Ahmadis Ruku, Inna fi khalqi samawat, immediately after Maghrib, in the sunnats of Maghrib. So from there my whole night's ibadat starts. If you read it 10 o'clock at night, then from there the whole night. If you read it straight after, immediately, so the whole. So this also, the man of Allah, they are very conscious that they must not lose out sawab. So much so, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah is written, in summer if you are making khatam of Quran, make it early in the morning. So the whole day the malaika make dua for you. And in winter, make it early at night. As soon as Maghrib finish, make your khatam there. So the whole night the malaika, how conscious they were for every bit of the, how they can get more and more sawab from Allah Ta'ala. Then if a person reads Surah Alif Lam Mim, Tanzeel, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha. And all these riwayat are from Allama Suyuti in his Ahkamul Quran. Durr-e-Mansur of Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali. He says that a person who reads his between Maghrib and Isha, Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak Alladhi, he gets the sawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr. So again another, now it was 60,000 becomes 90,000. And that whole night, it's the Surah Tabar, both for these surahs, Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali writes, the rewards which are mentioned are for both surahs, that they are called Suratun Naji, the surah that gives you salvation. And that is that it comes in the form of a bird, and it puts its wings over the person in the qabr also, Qiyamah's day also. And then it announces, La Sabila Ali, La Sabila Ali. Nobody can get to him. No punishment can come to him. He's got protection now. So what a great thing. How much we going to need it? And then it comes that, the surah, Khalid ibn Ma'adan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the narrator of the hadith. He says, it has reached me from reliable sources that a person who was a great, great, great sinner committed all types of the worst sin. The only thing it appears, which he says, that good he used to do, he should read Alif Lam Mim Sajda every night. That he shouldn't miss out. So when he was presented to Allah, now he was to be punished so much. So the surat came to him and said, Ya Allah, he should read me in abundance. I intercede on his behalf. Allah Ta'ala did not only accept the intercession of the surat, but Allah Ta'ala said, all his gunas, big, big gunas, change it into big, big sawab. All his gunas into sawab. Further, Allah said, raise his position in Jannat even more. So if we just read the surat also, how much won't Allah Ta'ala give us? And it also comes that in the same kitab, that a person in the qabr, when he will be in the qabr, the surat will come and intercede and say, Ya Allah, I am interceding for the poor people who is to read the surat. Tabarakalladhi and Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Best is read both of them. And we read them, then they will intercede by Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I am interceding on behalf of this person. And if you don't accept my intercession, then write me off from your kitab. In other words, take me out of your kitab, which Allah Ta'ala will never do. Allah accepts the intercession, and then Allah saves that person from all the azab of the qabr. And if a person just have to think a little bit of azab-e-qabr, and also not think, like in most things, we think it's going to happen to other people. Other people going to get a stroke, other people going to get a heart attack, other people an accident, it won't happen to me. We think we are immune. Right? It can happen to us. And if the azab of the qabr has to come to us, and just by reading the surat and during these nights, the reward is even more great. This for the whole year, this reward. And during these nights, even more. So there are many more things we can do. As much as we can, let us do. Starting with at least Fajr with Jamaat, Isha with Jamaat, woman at home, and with this consciousness that Allah is wants us to make namaz at home. Inshallah, they will even get more sawab than Jamaat namaz. That Allah's command is, I must make at home. And in the deepest recess of my home, I should make it where nobody can see me, where they can get more reward. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Each day's roza is equal to 1 year's rozas. 1 year, 365 solar calendar, 365 roughly, Islamic lunar calendar, say 300. So each day's rozas, 360 rozas. Right? 1 day's roza and you get the sawab of keeping roza for 360 days. And especially these days, which are so short, less than 12-hour roza now, at the moment. It shouldn't be difficult at all to keep this roza. So Allah give us tawfiq to make all these amal of this beautiful, wonderful occasion which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and we are going through this. All the other ibadat that we should do, we should try and make. And always have the fear also. Don't think now that I'm set for akhirah. If it has to come out, all my ibadat I did, then it was done for show. For name and fame. And one time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that doing things for name and fame, for show, comes so stealthily, so secretly, privately in the heart of a person, more secretly, more privately than a black ant that is walking on a black stone on a pitch black night. Nobody can see that ant walking. Nobody can hear it walking. More secretly than that, the disease of name and fame. People must praise me. People must talk about me. Even that after my death, people must talk about me. All this, that fame, if death has to be there, all that amal is destroyed. So we might do all this, but we're not worried about our Islam. We are not worried of correcting our niyat. And all, niyat is not, ikhlas is not the only condition for acceptance by Allah. There are many other conditions, but ikhlas is one of the major conditions. And if it is not done with ikhlas, so Allah rewards Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, oh Allah's Rasul, in that case all of us will be destroyed. We hardly knew riya came in our hearts. And we didn't know. And we carried on with our ibadat. And Qiyamah Day, all the ibadat is there. But it is like on a smooth rock. You have planted, you put some sand and you planted your plantation. One rain came and it washed it all away. Nothing is left on that rock. Because the rock, or you build your house without a foundation. You build a 10-story building, but no foundation. One, just a little wind comes, and it will blow your whole building down. So foundation, our ikhlas, etc., all that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll teach you a dua. This dua is in the kitab, Kanzul Ummal. That a person who reads it, Allah will save him of all types of name and fame, riya. The small of it, the big of it, the open of it, the apparent of it, the hidden of it. Every form Allah will save you. That dua, which we should try and read every day, at least once in the morning, once at night. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam. Wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. We should read this and read it consciously. Another thing, if pride comes in us, one is riya. We did it, the foundation was wrong. So there is nothing then in that case. And the other, we did it with sincerity. But now I'm feeling I'm a pious person. I'm better than other people. And this is so much without us knowing. Allah reward Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. Whenever we used to be in his majlis, we ask a question also. He was so sharp on picking up this point. Like, for example, just that a person, we just said, for example, that those other people, students, they don't make namaz. So immediately he should catch up and say, you thinking that you are very paband on namaz. And you are very regular, and so that pride came into you of your namaz. Just by the way you make the comment of other people, and how we pass comments about drug addicts, for example, about people who are like out of line completely. You know how those people are. That just sentence shows that, you know, we are all right. We are in a position to pass verdict on those people. That those people are washouts. So this little pride comes in a person. And pride is of two types, and both are totally haram. One is that a person thinks I'm better than others. That is totally haram also. And the other pride, which is equally haram and which will destroy us and destroy our amal, is that I don't think I'm better than others, but I think I'm good. And how many of us that I'm all right? And therefore, also a person who's not conscious of his Islam, because I'm all right, I don't need Islam. How many, vast majority of us, we feel we don't need Islam? Even if we are bayat, even if we are khalifa, even if we are sheikhul mashaykh, under us are many murids and many khalifa, and I don't think of my Islam, I start going down immediately. Every moment a person must be worried of his Islam. Shaitan is not unattendant for 1 second on any person. All the time he puts his poison in the heart, and he's waiting at the heart. The minute we are unmindful of Allah, we're not worried of our Islam, he'll put his poison in. So all the time is there, and if I'm not worried, such a person, what Buzurg says, that he might think that I'm a Muslim. I'm making Islam of other people. But such a person, Muslim kya hoga? He won't be any Muslim, Salih bhi nahi rahega. He won't be even a pious person. He won't be correcting others, he himself will go. And a person who feels that I don't need Islam, and I'm alright myself, that is a person who thinks that I'm alright, mustaqil bizat, that I'm an entity on my own, I'm an authority of my own, I'm a personality of my own. Well, the person who thinks I'm mustaqil bizat is mustaqil bizat. He is an evil person. He thinks he's pious, and in his thinking of piety, he's going astray and he's leading many other people astray. Until a person doesn't have his fear continuously of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to have that also all the time. So with all our ibadat, we can get so easily destroyed. Also, another great thing which we have to fear, which is very common, from the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom, we sell our deen for dunya. debt. We do some ibadat, and what we want in return, people must say, he's a pious person. He's a big buzurg. He is this. So we did all deen's work for this dunya's sake. So we sold all our deen for dunya's sake. Whereas what we should be doing is sell our dunya for deen's sake. Suhaib Rumi rahmatullah alayh, when he was radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was leaving Makkah Sharif, people of Makkah said, we won't let you go. He said, then said, I've got this possession, there my treasure is, my take all of them, but let me go. They let him go. Everything, his dunya, he gave away. When he came to Medina Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a profitable business you have done. What a profitable business you have done. We should sell our dunya for deen. But unfortunately, the more bigger buzurgs we become, the more we sell our deen for dunya's sake. And what that we don't want to upset the apple cart, don't upset the people, people mustn't criticize us. We must only speak, and that also what the people will be, what is acceptable to the people. But don't say things that people will say we are extreme, we are backwards, we are all the other criticism. A person who is afraid of that criticism is Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says he's suffering from hubbe jah. The love of pride, that people mustn't speak bad about me. For deen's sake, a person must not worry. For Allah's pleasure, he must not worry. And what also shaitan say, at least the people will listen to this. If you speak of the other point, they won't listen to you at all. We are not responsible for that. We are responsible to speak the truth. And we are not responsible that what the repercussions will be. A mu'min doesn't think of that. A mu'min thinks, what is Allah's command? And I have to fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala. Then now is the time of Hajj also. Our heart should be in Medina Sharif at this time. Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And as they are saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, we should be reading the third kalima. The third kalima is so valuable. And again, see, there are no days, it comes in the hadith, when Allah loves His ibadat more than during these days. So, yeah, Allah says that Allah loves His ibadat. So, in contrast to what is the ibadat, there are two things we should understand. The ibadat of Allah, the deen, to have deen in one's life. And the other is the effort of deen, the two things. So, the effort of deen is not the object of our life. Whether it is in tabligh, whether it is in jihad, whether it is in Darul Ulooms, whether it is in khanqas, any effort of deen, without the effort, deen won't come. But to make the effort and stop there, and deen doesn't come in our lives. A person goes in jamaat 40 days, for example. He sits on the floor and eats all the time. As soon as he's home, his morning breakfast, he has at the breakfast nook. So the deen didn't come in his life. 40 days we spend in Jamaat, and morning Fajr Namaz, he's absent for Namaz. A person became Alim, 6 years, did Alim course, 3 years, Hibs course, he did some Mufti course, everything. He got married, the first night Fajr is not there for Namaz. He's making it at home or not making it. So deen didn't come in his life. So the effort is not the important thing. Deen must come in a person's life. That is what is important. And like India also, that during these days, Allah loves His ibadat the most. So the Sahaba asked, not even jihad, and also the same for zikr, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah loves His zikr the most. There also the Sahaba asked, not even jihad. Both places Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, not even jihad. Yeah, for these days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, except that person who goes for jihad with all his wealth and his life, and he returns with nothing. That means all his money also he spent in the path of Allah, and his life also he gave in the path of Allah. And when mentioning about zikr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, except that person who goes and his sword breaks, and he gets dyed in blood, full of blood from top to bottom, full, he's filled with blood, that person only. So, and what is this ibadat of this night? Just these days, the greatest which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specified, all the ibadat. But the third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. This Allah loves so much. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that as Allah Ta'ala distributes wealth, dunya amongst people, so He, Allah, distributes akhlaq also amongst people. So as we make dua for money, I want more money, I want to be more rich, we know, a mu'min will know it's only from Allah. We must know our akhlaq also, it's only make dua for our akhlaq also. Who of us makes dua, Ya Allah, give me good akhlaq. Let me be good to my wife. Let me be good to my neighbors. Let me have good akhlaq. We don't make that dua. And from this we understand we should be making. We can only get it from Allah Ta'ala. Then in that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala gives a dunya to whom He loves and whom He doesn't love also. Whom He loves, like Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Usman al-Ghani, many other people even today. How many Muslims? Allah has made them so rich. And Allah gives to non-Muslims also. Even today, how many kuffar? How rich are they? All the time in the history of, always. But then Allah Ta'ala gives deen only to those people He loves. And then it comes in the hadith, whom Allah loves, Allah gives that person iman. So see how much of iman we have got. And not the words of iman. Iman, that is something else. Atom bomb is something else. And atom bomb, the word atom bomb is something else. And the atom bomb in reality is something else. A firearm, AK-47, the word is something else. And AK-47, the gun itself, that is something else. So that is a reality. So the iman, Allah gives only to whom He loves. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who is too stingy to spend money in the path of Allah, is too lazy to get up at night and make Allah's ibadah, is a coward and he doesn't want to go in jihad, he's frightened to go in jihad, that person, if he reads the third kalima, he'll get that same sawab of spending money in the path of Allah, getting at night up and making ibadah, and going out for jihad, just by reading the word, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So valuable are these words. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the sahaba to make ibadat equal to the amount of Mount Uhud. Mount Uhud, what a huge range of the most solid mountain. Who can, the sahaba said, who can do that? Who has got the strength to make so much? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wait, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So great rewards. And then on the ninth, the fourth kalima. And that also, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam read it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then comes the qurbani. So the hajj also, we should think of ourselves that, and fortunate are those people who are thinking of the whole, the busyness at Makkah Sharif, the people making tawaf, people at Multazam, people by Maqam Ibrahim, and all the tawaf and all that, and we are part of that. We are far, but we can be there near. And the least we can do in that, make Ishraq namaz. Person who makes this Ishraq, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he gets the sawab of Hajj and Umrah, tam, full. So we can do that. Now to go for Hajj and Umrah, so many people are going without visas, they are getting sent away again, and all, and even if you go like that, all the time your dua is for nothing else, but I mustn't get caught. Only Allah let my Hajj be made. So all your dua is just in that all the time. But if you make your ishraq at home, you'll get all that sawab. And then the qurbani which comes, a great, great ibadat also. Let us not deprive ourselves. That the sahaba asked, Ma hadhihi al-adahi? What is all the sunnat? What is this qurbani? What's the whole story about it? What's the big talk about it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in just summed it up, Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim, the Sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim, which tells a very long story, a story which can't come to an end. The love of the father for his children, the love of the child for his father, and the greater love for Allah. That father's love one side, everyone's love, Allah's love is the greatest. Like Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, for 950 years he's giving da'wah to the people. And hardly anyone, and what they should mock him? We told you don't sit with the low class people, with the carpenters and all these people. You see, we warned you. Now you lost it all. And you are not losing it, you lost it all. You became like them. Thousands of miles away from the sea, drought at the time, and you building a ship. Does it make sense? You lost it. You are out. You finish. You a mad person. And then after Nuh alayhi salam, Allah's command told him that build the ship and be a'yunina. We're going to supervise that building of the ship. And what a supervision that this heavy ship till today, all the ships float on water. Otherwise, you take a pebble, you throw it in water, it goes down. But the whole heavy ship with all its cargo and passengers, it floats on water. How Allah Ta'ala had made it. It's a miracle of its own just to see the ships floating and how many places. Alam tara ilal fulk. Allah says, don't you see the ships moving on the seas? Don't you see Allah's Qudrat? But unfortunately, we don't see Allah's Qudrat. So when he built it finally, then they mocked him more and he started using it as a toilet. They should come and do their toilet in the ship to mock him even more. So this is the amount of tolerance a person has to have. And afterwards, Allah gave them such a disease that the only cure was their own stool. And they had to go back and, like for example, you have some paste or medicine, anything, in a bottle, and now it's finished, you used it all up. But there are still little traces. You put little water and you shake it so that you use it up completely. Like that, they came and they purified the ship. For all that stool of theirs, they had to come back and they take it as medicine. Allah made it their own stool, they had to take it as a medicine for their a disease which they had got. And finally, they purified the ship. And when the command of Allah came and it rained. And not only from the top, water came out from the ground also. Then Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told his son, Ya Bunayyar, come ma'ana. Oh, my beloved son, come and join us on the ship. Sa'awi ilal jabal. I'll climb on the mountain. I'll go so high. La asim al yawm min amrillah. Nobody can be saved today from the command of Allah, whether you go on the top of the mountain or anywhere. Then Nuh alayhi salam turned to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, my son, if my family and you said that you'll save me and my family, Allah Ta'ala said, he's not your family. Innahu laysa min ahli. And what is the proof of that? Innahu amalun ghayru salih. Family ties by Allah are not blood ties. They are ties of deen. Whether it's a Suhail of Rome or whether it is Bilal of Habsha, they are your close friends. And whether it is Abu al-Hikam, who became Abu Jahl, or whether it was the most handsome people of Makkah but did not have Iman, they were nothing whatsoever. So the criteria is the Iman and the love of Allah. And within that, family ties you maintain. They are commanded, they are rewarded. But if there is no foundation of Iman in Islam, then Allah Ta'ala, these other ties also then, the value becomes completely in a different direction. So this is the time now that this Qurbani also we see that we sacrifice and build that love of Allah. Not a matter of spending 3,000-4,000 rand. Not a matter of just putting the knife on the animal, but the real وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah wants that taqwa. So when we will do our qurbani, let us not spoil it. Today many Muslim people also have got farms. People go and do qurbanis at the farms also. Or we make at home, let us make sure that this wonderful qurbani, which is like a drum of zamzam we got, pure zamzam. And don't now put urine into that zamzam. Man and woman mixing there. or music playing, or photography, videoing, which has become the order of the day. Whether it is at some farm, whether it is at home, videoing the whole thing, and taking photos, etc., and all that. This has destroyed our deen completely, this photography and this mixing of man and woman. It has destroyed, taken out the essence of deen. It is just an outward show that we are left off. Just like if we got riya in our lives, our ibadat won't be accepted. If we got pride, it won't be accepted. If we are selling our deen for dunya, then we have lost everything. Like that, we will lose everything. How many places? Then the family goes there, and the family people who are Muslim people, the woman folk, they, for example, in charge of the finance, they will come and collect the money. And they will be talking and laughing with the people. All, everything we destroy. So let us be very careful. Then at the lunch, mostly, on each day, we order that all must sit together. The daughters-in-law, the brothers-in-law, all must sit together and eat. Any one person who's conscious of deen finds it hard now. How can we all the whole year we make parda, now we must sit together and eat. But that person, because I'm the boss of the house, I'm the big head, what I say is going to go. We overrule Allah's commands also. And we break the laws of Allah. And if now one brother-in-law gets involved with the other sister-in-law, and with two, three children in their marriage, this side two, three children, that side two, three children, and we mess up everything. So let us not break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. If we break Allah's law, and if Allah is to break us, and remember shaitan when he works, it all is very nice. Any love, illicit love affair is more enjoyable than a legal love affair. At the beginning it looks, but when it raises its ugly head, then it is the worst poison, the most bitter and the most destructive poison it is. It destroys a person. And how many people get destroyed? The children get destroyed. Generations are destroyed in this way. So let us observe the commands of Allah for the pleasure of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. It's a wonderful period we have got. Let it not just go like that down the drain, but make it that it's a storage for akhirat, and that it stays there for us forever in akhirat, inshallah.